What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch with Alexandra Hella Nicholas.
Joining us for this week's look at big and small screens, Alexandra Hella Nicholas joins us. Alex, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Hello, always a treat to be here.
Well, now three things. We've got a movie from Stan on the streaming services, My First Summer, an Australian movie. We've got a movie on Netflix called Run, and a TV series on Apple TV. Let's start with the Stan movie called My First Summer. Tell me about this.
Look, this is such a special film, and in a way, my feeling is there should be so much noise about this movie because it's just a really special film. But the noise, it's just in too sharp contrast to what the film is. It's a very quiet, confident film. So it wouldn't really suit red carpet buzz. I think that would be very, very out of sync. So I almost feel like I'm sharing a little bit of a secret here, a secret discovery for those of you with Stan or thinking about getting Stan, because it's kind of worth it just for this film. This is the debut of an Australian filmmaker called Katie Found. And on the surface, it's a queer coming of age film, which can mean anything really. You know, there's lots of different films that fall under that umbrella, but there's real depth and real poetry to this film. There's nothing patronizing about it. There's nothing fluffy about it. I think that recently, you know, in the last few days, we've learned from a certain quite controversial video about consent that there's a very thin line between trying to engage with young people and coming across as patronizing.
Yes.
And it's interesting to think about this film in relation to this current debate about, you know, young people are pretty cluey. You know, they they know when they're being spoken to or spoken at.
Yes.
So this film follows a young woman called Claudia, and the film begins in quite heavy territory. She has survived an attempt by her mother to drown them both in a nearby creek near their bush home.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother dies and Claudia survives, and she goes back to her home by herself, confused, disoriented, not really knowing where to go from there. And like a vision of tulle in her homemade tutu and her homemade jewellery, a vibrant neighbouring teenager called Grace just turns up on her push bike. And there's an instant bond between these two girls. And aside from Claudia's dog, Grace is really the only anchor that Claudia has to the world and to her future. She clearly has lived a very sheltered life, and Grace is a real awakening for her, not just romantically, but to the world more fully. You know, she's lived this very protected, quite negative life with her mother, and Grace really represents that life is perhaps worth living. This film really immerses us in the world, the emotional world of young people. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like Found herself, the director, really remembers what it's like to be a young woman, that you're in this strange space where you know everything and you know nothing, and you're just trying to find your way through. This film also looks beautiful. It really, the environment, the location that it's shot in just looks straight like it's from a Frederick McCubbin painting. It's just breathtaking. There's heavy themes here. There's no Pollyannaism, you know, there's nothing naive about it, but I just love how much respect that this film has for young people and their experiences.
Mm. Who's in it?
You know, they're all newcomers.
Oh, okay.
There's no big names. This is a pretty sort of low budget, you know, debut film. And I think it's great that it's been picked up for streaming. It's recently played at the BFI, I've gone blank on the name, forgive me, the BFI Queer Film Festival, where I believe it was very, very well received. And I think it's great. I mean, this is the kind of film that we want Australian filmmakers to be making and to be turning up on our streaming services.
Mm. All right, it's called My First Summer, a coming-of-age film. Here's a little from it. In this scene, Grace tries on some scented lip gloss for Claudia, leading to a first kiss.
Hey, mm-hmm. Guess the flavour.
Apple.
Beginner's luck. Right?
I love this one.
Watermelon? You'll never guess this one. It's really hard. Give up?
No, not really.
Do you want a hint?
I've never tasted it before. It's cola.
Mm. Okay, all right, my first time. It's on Stan, the streaming service. Now, this another movie, Run, this is on Netflix. What's all this about, Alex?
This is great if you like old-school Hitchcock-style thrillers, and I like old-school Hitchcock-style thrillers. It's on Netflix. It's already causing quite a bit of attention. You know, it's getting great reviews. This is that sort of film that you're really into, that sort of old-school thriller. It's you just can't go wrong with this one. It's you know, it's a really solid film. It's beautifully made. But one of the things that I find so fascinating about this film is it also forces us to look at some really big questions that are really quite taking up a lot of space in conversation around film and television at the moment, about representation and inclusivity. You know, what kind of actors can play what kind of characters? This is quite a red button topic at the moment, and it comes up, you know, in the news cycle quite regularly at the moment.
Oh, you mean whether only people from African American backgrounds could play African Americans, for example?
Exactly, exactly. And you know, transgender people, you know,
can a straight person play a gay role?
And vice versa, you know. Mm. So this is a really big topic, not just in the film industry, but I think for everybody who watches and enjoys film and television. This film is really interesting because on the surface it's just this really great, robust, fun thriller, but it actually goes right to the heart of quite a serious debate, because it stars the central character is uses a wheelchair, and it's played by a young woman who uses a wheelchair, a young woman called Kira Allen, who started using a wheelchair in 2014 due to MS. And she's an incredible actor. The director and the producers of this film couldn't imagine why they would get somebody who didn't use a wheelchair to play the role, the central role in this film. And it really paid off. They discovered this young woman, Kira Allen, and she is superb. She plays a character called Chloe, who has a number of medical challenges. She lives at home. She's homeschooled by her very dedicated mum, Diane, played by the great Sarah Paulson. And Chloe's ready to go to university. She's waiting for the letter to arrive to tell her that she's got in. She's excited about her new life. And of course, it's going to be a new life for her mother. But as she's waiting for this letter to arrive, hopefully for this letter to arrive, she starts to notice some things about her mother that seem a little out of the ordinary. So the tension of this film really hinges between, is Diane an overbearing mum who doesn't want her daughter to leave home? Or do we have a case here of Munchausen syndrome by proxy? It's a really great setup.
You better explain that syndrome for people who've not heard it.
That's a very good point. So Munchausen syndrome is where you, I apologize if I'm describing this crudely, but where you basically feign having certain medical conditions for attention, basically. Mm. And it's a recognized condition. Munchausen syndrome by proxy usually happens, to my understanding, with parents and children, where a parent will, you know, the big kind of cliche or commonly held assumption is, you know, they'll give them medication that they don't need, which causes negative symptoms. And so they'll be diagnosed with quite serious illnesses, even though they're actually quite healthy people. So there's a, you know, issues of dependency and things like this are at stake. It's quite complicated and quite controversial in its own way. So this film really deals with this idea, you know, is it just a mum who doesn't want her daughter to go that she's, you know, cared for her whole life? Or is there something more sinister at play? And it's a really good premise for a thriller, as both Chloe, played by Kira Allen, who uses a wheelchair, and Sarah Paulson. And Allen is just as good as Sarah Paulson. And if you're a fan of Sarah Paulson like I am, that's no small compliment. You know, she really, really, really holds her own. And I think that when you watch this, it's, you just can't imagine why they would cast somebody who wasn't using a wheelchair. You know, this young actor is so superb that it would be weird in a way to cast somebody pretending to use a wheelchair. It's you know, it's not PC, it's not woke. It just makes it really clear that it, you know, you can make great films with people with, you know, from all different kinds.
Sure.
Of
sure. All right. Well, here is a little from it. In this scene, Chloe, that's the homeschooled teenager, finds her mother on the phone the morning after trying to do an internet search on a medication that she's been given and discovering, drum roll, the internet is off.
You do everything for me. It's not fair.
I'm your mom. It's my job to take care of you when you need me. And you need me.
Mom?
You may not understand this right now, but I am doing what I know is best for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, it's called Run. It's on Netflix. Now, this TV series called Calls, what's all this?
This one hit me from out of nowhere. This is a new series on Apple TV Plus. And, you know, the word original is thrown around a lot, perhaps too much. But I certainly for myself, I don't remember seeing anything like this. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. So this is an adaptation of a French series, and it includes big names. It's got Aubrey Plaza, Clancy Brown, Danny Houston, Jennifer Tilly, Lily Collins, Mark Duplass, Riley Keough, Rosario Dawson, big, big names. And the irony is that they're effectively voice actors. The premise of the series means that we hear them, but we don't see them. But I wouldn't exactly call this an animated film. It's not a cartoon. It's what I thought I was quite clever in coming up with the description of a visual podcast. And then I read a bunch of other reviews and saw that a whole lot of other people were using the same description. But it really fits. It's the only way that I can think to describe this. We have echoes of the radio play here, but it has a twist because we have this visual component, which is a sort of animated abstract visuals. So we really, we have our voice actors having phone calls. So we have different sets of characters on the phone with each other. And in the first episode, what we see is just a simple animated sound wave. But as each episode progresses, these visuals become more and more abstract and more complex as the series itself becomes more and more abstract and more complex. We're working here in science fiction territory. These are short little individual vignettes as little groups or little clusters of people, couples, families are facing what we realise after a few episodes is a possible apocalyptic threat. So each episode initially stands alone, but the further that we work through the series, we realise that there's something bigger going on. There's real power in the simplicity of Calls. It's just really, really great storytelling, really great writing, really great voice acting. It's just so simple and so effective, impossible not to binge watch. I challenge anybody not to sit down. They go for about 20 minutes each, if that. They're very, very short. It's just so refreshing to actually watch something that genuinely feels really, really original, especially if you have a taste of science fiction.
Okay, all right. Well, here we are. This is a little from Calls.
Daddy. How's my little girl?
We can't explain.
What are you saying?
I just heard the weirdest noise outside my window.
It's all in your head.
Do you think I'm making this all up?
Oh my God, you can't believe me.
All right, we'll take your word for it.
Bit of drama there.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so now Stars, My First Summer. This is the Australian coming-of-age movie. It's on Stan at the moment, so you need to stream it off that service. What do we think?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, okay. New Australian movie, have a look. The movie on Netflix called Run, about the homeschooled teenager Chloe being raised by her mother Diane in isolation.
And I give that one 4 out of 5. Too.
4 out of 5 as well. Okay. And the TV series on Apple TV Plus, you'll need to use that service to obtain this. Calls, it's called. And?
I like a little bit of apocalyptic drama, so I give this one 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. All right, there you go. Alex, always great to talk. Thank you.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.